Friends, Romans, countrymen, it's Stage Direction with Alice Canton.
What's up, Alice?
Yo, yo, it's Alice. I'm back.
Honestly, this is such a joy to have you back in the studio.
Oh, look, it's a joy to be back. I mean, I've come out of the malaise of my gorgeous 5 weeks abroad. Shall I talk some more about the fact that I was in Europe and that I've come back and that I was in Europe?
I do want to know, because I was living very vicariously through your Instagram, particularly around the festival in Edinburgh.
Yes.
What was that like? Did you see some theatre?
I saw some theatre. I saw about 30 shows. Over the course
Bloody
of
hell.
Maybe 2 weeks. So really a few notches in the belt. Look, lots of great stuff, lots of bloody average stuff. Lots of like university kids from Oxford coming down to do their improvised comedy show, which I would not have a bar of. And then also, look, plenty of stuff that was like, oh, this is exciting, exciting voices, exciting expressions of art.
Cool.
A lot of voices not there, a lot of audience is not there, a lot of artists not there, but all in all, look, it's a time, it's always good to present there as well, because you get to have a nice time and meet people. And look, I did actually have a presenter say to me, where are all the Kiwis? And I went, yeah, have you looked at how expensive the cost of living is?
It's expensive to get anywhere.
Truly. No, New Zealand's like the Norway of the South Pacific. It's so expensive. But anyway, that's for another time.
Excellent stuff. Well, that's a great little pocket review. You must be stoked to be back home in Aotearoa, where we've got excellent theatre just around the corner.
Truly. I landed and literally went to Iconoclast. Johanna Cosgrove, Barney Duncan and Alistair Boy Crushes were on Thursday, Cabaret Festival. I've just been like consuming as much
straight
as I can.
Straight back into it.
Yeah. Yep, Tempo Festival is about to start, and the show I'm seeing tomorrow night at the Basement Theatre is Po' Boys and Oysters, and today we are joined by Layla Pittam and Sandra Svetika. A work written by Stel Shute opens tonight. Welcome to the show.
Hey guys.
Hey.
Hello. Thank you for having us.
Look, I'm so stoked, as I say, to land back in Aotearoa and run straight into the basement, past Joel at the bar, straight into the theatre, sit down to experience this this black queer story, motherhood. Tell us about Po' Boys and Oysters. In terms of what is that experience? And
I would say the experience of Po' Boys and Oysters, it's a comedy, obviously, as well, but it really does touch on really important themes right now, like even just the representation of a queer black couple in New Zealand at all.
Yes.
And it does also really focus on the joy of it all. Like, they're very successful people, and they know who they are, rather than focusing on the tragedy of being black, you know?
Yeah, I think that's a really interesting way in which to explore that identity through the nuances of the hardship and the pain and the frustration, surely, but through this notion of joy and success. Tell me, Sandra, you play one of the characters in the work. What is your character like?
So I play the character of Marie, who is the big sister. Uh-huh, watch out.
Oh, okay.
And she is quite complex, as most human beings are. She sort of has lots of love for her family, but has also gone through quite a lot of hardship.
Mm.
So there is reference to that, because I don't think you can tell any story, joyous or otherwise, without sort of addressing all the other things that go with being a human. But she is rather delightful in her very driven way.
Cool.
Of putting points across. So that's something to look forward to.
So okay, in the play there is a sort of like sibling, there's conflict over the dinner table, essentially, right? And so you're also dealing, I hate to bring the U word, the universality of families, right?
Yeah.
Of ways in which you point score when you are in conflict. Layla, what about your character? What's their sort of journey within the play?
So my character is the wife of Flo, the main character, and basically I'm just trying to like keep my mouth shut, not stir things up, and just let them talk this through or even tell each other what's going on.
Mm.
Obviously that's very hard for my character to do, but that's what she's trying to do.
Oh my gosh, I love the diplomacy of a character like that. And it's also, I think this is also interesting when you're an audience member watching conflict play out on stage, who you naturally sort of take sides with,
right?
Like, who are you, who's doing the point scoring and who are you sort of cheering for? Yeah. Did you guys find in the process of making this, you were sort of keeping each other's sides or sort of going into bat for your character?
Oh, absolutely, the whole time. And I'll say this, I think the audience will find themselves in someone on stage.
Okay,
if
cool.
not themselves, they will find a family member, someone who's kind of turned up uninvited, someone you will find something to relate to.
Yeah. I was thinking when you were just talking about like the roles that those characters have within the dynamic on the stage, and I was like, oh, we've all been that. Mm. One of those at some point or witnessed it when you're out at someone else's gathering or something. And it's always interesting to be kind of a fly on the wall, I think, when it's someone else's conflict going down. This is essentially what the whole audience will be, I assume, in this space.
Yeah, and I mean, that's like the beauty of theatre, right? Like, we get to be a witness into conflict or adversity or joy, and through, hopefully, through being an observer, that you get some insight into what that might feel like, either for yourself or for others. Mm. Estelle has, this was nominated for Adams Award last year, and Deona Joseph is the one that's been directing you. Talk to me about what the process has been of making the work and obviously the iterations of it with it being delayed due to the big C. What's that process been like?
Oh goodness, the delay. So I was there from the very first iteration that was meant to go on last year. And so, the journey of kind of going from there to where we are now, it's the same story, the same people. And Layla has gracefully joined the cast and just been amazing.
Mm-hmm.
But seeing how it's grown, how we've all settled into the characters, like, you hardly ever have a year to work a character,
never.
Do you?
Yeah.
But we've had that, and hopefully that will show. And Deone is such a great director because she, the way she works is she gets you centered in the character. We do lots of background character work before we even get to doing the thing, so that when we come to it, everyone is really just, you know, I'm Marie, she's who, you know, like we're all...
Everyone knows what they're about.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh, that's exciting.
Oh, I am so looking forward to this show. And I think also, look, it's so hard for playwrights to put their work on in this country. It's bloody exhausting and resource heavy to put theatre on, let alone if you're a playwright. So it's gorgeous to see a very collaborative and connected theatre company, Black Creatives Aotearoa, is that correct? Putting this work on, and having seen so many developments of writers' work, it's really nice to see the company actually producing and presenting work at the Basement. So you open tonight?
Yes.
At the Basement Theatre. We're very excited. But you've only got 5 shows. Is that correct?
No, we actually have 11.
Oh, nice.
We're running until the 8th of October. And on the 1st of October, so Saturday, we do have a matinee performance.
Oh, cool.
So there's 2 shows on Saturday.
Oh, that's perfect. That's perfect. I love this. In fact, this is like bringing me so much joy, because so often it's like, and blink it, and actually you missed it. Great. So there's 2 weeks performance. But I would say, it's given the demand of that, which is, look, I'll just say this as a theatre producer myself. You don't add shows in if no one's there to buy the ticket. So there's demand for this show, right?
Yes.
That's why they're adding in shows, but it means you have to book. I can't stress this enough. You have to book your ticket. If you don't book it and you rock up just like every phalange person, you won't get in. So you got to book. BasementTheatre.co.nz. Thank you both. Thank you guys.
So excited to see this, and it's made me hungry as well. I'm not going to lie. Title of this is making me feel like I need to eat my breakfast
right
now.
I do have a question. The title, Po' Boys and Oysters. Mm. Can you care to elaborate?
So Estelle has roots in the Afro-Caribbean, kind of Creole, Haitian, French. She's got all that going on. New Orleans. So the reference was just to the food that they love.
Oh,
you know.
Yum.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Gorgeous.
Po' Boys and Oysters at the Basement Theatre. Thank you all so much. Nice to have you back, Alice.
Pleasure.
That was Stage Direction with Alice Canton.